The updated schedule says that the fast ends at 7:35. We're going to be davening closer to 7 o'clock. We'll be learning a little bit, just a couple other times that we should be aware of. Tonight, for those that would like to have a slichos, it's at 9 o'clock. We have a marv before that at 8:45. Obviously, if you're going to daven marv here, you don't have to daven marv again. Don't advise that, but you can still afterwards at 9 o'clock go to slichos. And tomorrow morning, slichos is at 6:30, followed by shachris approximately around 7 o'clock. And minchan next for tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, will be at 6:25 p.m. So before we learn a little bit about Seres Mitzvah, specifically with regard to the laws of forgetting Hamelech HaKadosh, Hamelech Oed Sadach HaMishpat, it's appropriate to learn a little bit about, for a couple moments, the fast. Today is a Titus. I guess hopefully you knew that already. But nonetheless, it's called Tzom Gedalia. And some people, you know, the old joke is because a person ate so much in Rosh Hashanah, so of course you have to have a fast so you can lose the weight you gained. But obviously there's a real reason for Tzom Gedalia. Gedalia is a person, a very powerful individual, Gedalia ben Achikam, and specifically he lived during a very difficult time, a time with Nebuchadnezzar, who was the Melech, the king of Babylonia, Melech Bavel at the time, who was famous for being the destroyer of the first base of Mikdash. The first base of Mikdash destroyed through Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, hence the words Gullus Bavel, or 70-year exile. And during that time, there was a person by the name of Gedalia that was given a position of power, a political position, as governor. And because of this, it was beneficial for the Jewish people, even though they were in Gullus, they at least had something. They had some strength with Gedalia, this powerful man. However, there was a king of Amnon who was very much averse against having this person who was Jewish, obviously an anti-Semite, wanted him destroyed, wanted him killed. And what he ended up doing, even though at the time Gedalia did not believe it was true, he thought there was slander with regard to the possibility of him being assassinated, he in fact was killed. And because of this, we have the fast known as Tzom Gedalia. Now Tzom Gedalia is connected to three other fasts, namely that of Asar B'Teves, the 10th of Teves, and Shivas V'Tammuz, and of course Tisha B'Av, which all have something in common. It's all connected to the destruction, the Churban HaBayis, the destruction of either the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, or leading up to it, or the times immediately following. So we see that a lot of our fasting is really the focus, even a couple thousand years later, the issue that we do not have a Beis HaMikdash, and that's supposed to have a real impact, and it's supposed to be relevant in our everyday lives, that's the case. I believe, which a lot of Mefarshim grapple over, why do we have to have a fast, because of the seemingly the loss of one person. There's a lot of answers. I'd like to, and I didn't see this, I'm sure someone says this, I believe the person who killed him. It wasn't King of Amnon that he himself bloodied his hands, but rather he appointed a shliach, an agent, on his behalf. And the person that was the this agent, his name was Yishmael ben Netanya. And unfortunately, as you can probably guess by his name, he was a Jew. And perhaps, as I understand it, the greatest tragedy is not just the loss of life, but it was the person who took his life. And we know, or we've discussed in other occasions, that the significance of why the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash for sure, was destroyed was because of sinas chinam, because of baseless hatred. And therefore we certainly see this tremendous connection. Obviously, if you're going to take another Jew's life, Jew versus Jew, of course that's the ultimate level of tragedy. And therefore perhaps that's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons that we could discuss and think of why we have this fast day, which hopefully it's not just an opportunity not to eat, right? So we can work through our lunch breaks, but it's perhaps based on this theme, it's an opportunity for us to focus on the opposite of baseless hatred, namely Ahavas Yisrael. And Mirtz Hashem, that's something which we should try to focus on, as we always have, but even more emphasis specifically on this day of Tzom Gedalia. I'd like to continue for a few moments, learning again about the laws which pertain to this time of year, Aseres Yemei Teshuva. The Mechaber discusses, and we're going to hear that some of it may sound like we hold, and some of it not, because we're going to hold like the Ramah, Ramosha Issus. So we'll begin with the words of the Mechaber. Aseres Yemei Teshuva, during this time of year, the 10 days of repentance, Oimer, we recite instead of Hakel HaKadosh, we say HaMelech HaKadosh, and instead, in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, we say HaMelech HaMishpat. And then the Halacha says, V'im Tov, if a person made a mistake, Oshehu Mesupak, if a person is in doubt, Imhu B'HaMelech HaKadosh, you're not sure, did I say HaMelech HaKadosh by Mincha, I can't remember. So the Halacha is Chozel Rosh, that a person has to go back to the very beginning of the Shemona Esrei. So we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah on this. He says specifically, why HaMelech HaKadosh? Why do we have to change things, right? Some people don't like change. So why do we have to change the tefillah, the bracha, from HaKel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh? Why do we have to change it during this time? So the Mishnah Berurah says the significance of acknowledging that Hashem is a melech pertains to directly to this time of year.